report here on City Council met last night. And, we typically talk to the mayor or the mayor pro tem the day after. And Mayor Pro Tem Sherry Archibald on the line with us this morning. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
A lengthy agenda. I was just kind of looking it over. Lots of odds and ends that needed to be purchased and things approved. So quite a bit of activity last night.
There was. It was a very long agenda, but most of it was routine maintenance, repairs, just general upkeep and operating businesses of the city.
One of the interesting things is the new playground equipment and other improvements planned for Lincoln Park. It's going to get a pretty big makeover, isn't it?
It absolutely is. So we must have had warm weather on our mind last night as we approved a lot of different things and talked about parks and recs and trails and a lot of great things happening. So we're excited to announce a partnership with the Chamber of Commerce and Habitat for Humanity, along with the James C. Acheson Foundation, to provide a great playscape at Lincoln Park, along with Habitat. It'll coincide with Habitat's Rock the Block, where they will be renovating 16 homes in that area surrounding the park. So it's going to be a great improvement to the area, and it was a perfect time for us to step up and say, hey, let's improve the park as well.
Nice partnership indeed with Habitat, as you mentioned, the Chamber and the city, particularly Parks and Rec, as they look at Lincoln Park and the need for some new equipment there.
Absolutely. So we'll be putting about $175,000 into that park. And so it's a great playscape for the kids. It'll make it a nice neighborhood park again. And one of the big focuses for us is how do we improve parks, recreation, our neighborhoods, quality of life, living. And so this goes right along with that goal.
The Bridge to Bay Trail, lots of gaps in that trail that you've applied for some funding that would help fill in those gaps, right?
We did. We've applied for $300,000 from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund and an additional $150,000 from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Recreation Passport Fund. All of that money will be combined to go into the Bridge to Bay Trail, specifically looking to improve Gratiot Avenue from Holland to the canal, and then providing a nature route along the south side of the canal and linking a portion of Craft Road sidewalk to the existing trail. So basically what we're doing is looking to just upgrade and improve what's there and give better access to the residents and to the bikers to that trail, to the canal, all along Gratiot Avenue.
That whole
making it a little bit safer.
Yeah, and that whole trail network is really becoming a nice feature for St. Clair County, isn't it?
It really is. And then we did have one resident come forward and speak on behalf of some concerns for bikers on, you know, the Bridge to Bay Trail is great, but, you know, what can we do to enhance biking throughout the entire community and make sure if you want to access a grocery store or something else, you're not just stuck to that trail? And how do we make it safer for our community? So that's one of the things that we've been looking into and will certainly continue to look into. And how do we expand this trail, but also throughout the community? You know, sidewalks are not typically where you're supposed to ride your bike. You're supposed to ride your bikes in the street. But that isn't always the safest option. So, again, making sure that we're looking into wherever possible, how do we connect bike trails to the Bridge to Bay Trail? It's always hard to say. And things throughout the community. So we can really allow people who want to ride their bike everywhere the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, that is a challenge. And I don't know how you do that without a major overhaul of some of the streets and roadways in the city.
That's absolutely correct. So for now, as we continue to look into this, and we are doing bits and pieces as we go, but certainly reminding bikers to be aware of cars and cars to be aware of bikers. And we certainly want to encourage people to get out and ride their bikes and be active and healthy and out in the community. But we want to make sure they're safe at the same time.
Yep. This time of year especially is we get some nice days and people get out on their bikes as well.
You bring up a good point.
Yep.
As that weather first starts getting warm, you know, those of us riding in cars, we're not used to seeing bikers out there. We're not used to seeing the walkers and the dog walkers. So now is a perfect opportunity to make sure we're really paying attention to our surroundings and who's out sharing that road with us.
Oh, no doubt. Bicycles, motorcycles, pedestrians, all that. I wanted to mention one thing. I was just looking over the agenda from last night. As I said, there's a lot of routine, approvals and expenditures and things like this. But one of the interesting things is the new seating that's going to be coming to McMorrin. I know you've watched a few hockey games at McMorrin. It's going to be nice to get some new seats that have been donated from the Palace of Auburn Hills.
It is going to be wonderful. So a while back, we did approve to purchase the seats from Auburn Hills or to accept the donation of them. And what this was, just a routine. We had authorized up to $60,000 for the installation of the seats. And we were, as the McMorrin Commission was able to secure the company who actually installed the seats at the Palace to come and install them for us. So we have a company that knows what they're doing. They're familiar with the seats. They know exactly how to put them all together and lay them out. And in addition, as you remove seats, some of the brackets and the bolts are no longer usable. And this company has excess brackets and bolts that they are going to give to us as a part of this deal. So we had to authorize an extra $1,000 to make sure that we had the right people coming in to take care of this. And we look to hopefully have this done in May.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Good stuff. Sherry, well, I always appreciate
you. It'll be very exciting and really transform the look of McMorrin.
It really will. It's going to be a new look and a new feel, and that's just a great, you know, a great coincidence. We're sad to see the Palace go. How cool is it that Port Huron gets all those seats, though?
It is going to be very cool, and we will be, I believe McMorrin will be auctioning off or selling the existing seats. So for those who are sad to see them go, you have an opportunity down the road to purchase your own block of seats and take them home and have them forever.
People will do that, absolutely.
We hope so.
Yeah. Sherry, thanks for your time. I always appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Before we go, one last thing. Just want to read this announcement so anyone who didn't have the opportunity to hear this last night, we'll know that the winter decorations of Lakeside Cemetery must be removed from the cemetery plots by March 31, and then removal of any of the remaining items from staff will happen April 1st. So if there's anything there they want to get out, they need to make sure they do that by March 31st.
Good to know. Good stuff. All right, Sherry. Have a good one. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.